morning, friends. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. Today, I want to talk to you about worry. An elderly woman at a nursing home received a visit from one of her close friends from the church. "How are you feeling?" the visitor asked. "Oh," said the lady, I'm worried sick." "Well, what are you worried about, dear?" her friend asked. "You look like you're in good health." "They are taking care of you, aren't they?"
Yeah, they're taking good care of me."
"Well, are you in any pain?" she asked.
"No, I haven't had any pain in my life."
"Well, what are you worried about?" her friend asked again. The lady leaned back in her rocking chair and slowly explained her major worry. "Every close friend I ever had has already died and gone on to heaven," she said.
"I'm afraid they're all wondering where I went."
Irma Bombeck once told about a little guy named Donald. Donald was worrying about going to school. Here's how he expressed his anxieties. "My name is Donald. I don't know anything. I have new underwear, a loose tooth, and I didn't sleep last night because I'm worried. What if the bell rings and a man yells, 'Where do you belong?' And I don't know. What if the trays in the cafeteria are too tall for me to reach? What if my loose tooth comes out and when we have our heads down and I'm supposed to be quiet? Am I supposed to bleed quietly? What if I splash water on my name tag and my name disappears and no one knows who I am?" Poor Donald. Poor us. We tend to worry. We worry about big things, little things. We worry about the future. We worry about the past. We worry about the pandemic and we worry about the stock market. We worry about our personal finances. We worry about our family. No matter what is happening, we can find something to worry about. It is for people like the woman in the nursing home, people like Donald and you and me, that Jesus once spoke these words. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 35. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you can, by worrying, add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." My guess is that there are some people listening today who need to hear these words of our Lord. You are literally worrying over some situation over which you have little or no control. You need to desperately stop for a moment and consider the birds of the air and the lilies of the field and turn your worries over to God. Dear God, we're so thankful for your blessings, thankful for your goodness, your mercies, your care. Help us not to worry. Help us not to be overly anxious, but help us to trust and to hope in you. Help us to lean on your comfort. Help us to remember, you know what you're doing.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts or listen online at www.cocep.org.